The Invasive Species Council is calling for a full investigation into allegations of serious enforcement failings inside Australia's biosecurity agency. A scathing independent review by the Inspector General of Biosecurity has found that inconsistent tracking and enforcement have left frontline officers without the tools required to manage rising threat levels. Dr. Carol Booth is the Policy Director of the Invasive Species Council and joins me now. Carol Booth, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
What really stands out to you in this report?
As you mentioned, the review reports some pretty serious allegations from biosecurity staff who are working on the front line and in compliance. Inspector General who did this review, and his role is really essential as an oversight of the biosecurity system. The staff told him through this survey that there's inconsistent enforcement because of perceived political pressure to prioritise trade over regulation, leniency in addressing non-compliance from high-profile businesses, lack of consequence for repeat offenders, gaps in addressing illegal imports, loopholes. So, yes, look, there's some pretty serious concerns there. And the overall verdict of his report was that the regulatory system remains largely in a developing phase, which means there's lots of maturing still to do. And he noted that there are really critical governance gaps. That means Australia's exposed to biosecurity risks, and that these risks keep growing because trade and travel are escalating. And Australia has already suffered enormous environmental catastrophes and economic losses from bitter experience. We know how important the biosecurity system is. And so this really should be a priority for the government to address.
And these can sound like kind of benign corporate terms about structural issues and so on, but if we get biosecurity wrong, these are mistakes that can have very significant consequences, billions of dollars for some industries and things that are very, very difficult to walk back.
Yes, that's right. The consequences can be really catastrophic. One notorious case that the ABC Four Corners did an excellent program on back in 2018 was on the lack of enforcement that led to the arrival of white spot disease in prawns, which is now out in the environment. No one was ever prosecuted over that. And the Inspector General who examined that debacle found that the department placed too much trust in importers to do the right thing. I mean, it really points to the tension that's constantly there between trade and biosecurity. So staff are saying that they feel pressure to prioritise trade over biosecurity. Our exporters to upset trading partners with what they might say are overstrict biosecurity, restrictions, and importers want rapid clearance. So there is this constant tension, and it's really important that biosecurity officers are shielded from political and trade pressures, whether they're perceived or real, and that they're given the resources and, importantly, the cultural imprimatur to do their job rigorously and impartially and make decisions based on risks, not trade considerations.
Yeah, this report's found that staff within the Federal Biosecurity Agency shared concerns with the Inspector General that, as you're saying, there was, quote, inconsistent enforcement due to perceived political pressure to prioritise trade facilitation over robust regulation. What's the message to government on that issue?
So I think the Inspector General talks about issues with governance and culture and leadership. And it's not just this report. It has been a continuous finding of Inspectors General and also the National Audit Office, these governance issues. It's really about culture and making sure that biosecurity officers have the responsibility, really feel their responsibility on behalf of all Australians to regulate biosecurity, to feel that constant sense of, you know, mistakes at the border can be really catastrophic. And so that culture and governance, you know, biosecurity is a really challenging and complex task. It's highly dynamic, lots of unrelenting pressure, a barrage of risks, and new emergencies are really regular. So that requires exceptional leadership and governance. And it's really important that the department is supported, you know, to bring their systems up to scratch and that they have the resources needed for that. You know, as we know, you know, it's just vital for Australia's environment, economy and, you know, productivity.
Is there currently a perception among staff of political pressure on them?
That's certainly what the Inspector General reported, that he mentioned that it was perceived pressure. And, of course, when staff are dealing every day with importers who are very keen to have rapid import clearance, I think it's inevitable that there is pressure on those staff, and it's just so that that means that they have to have a really strong imprimatur to enforce regulation and to do it impartially. And that was one of the concerns raised, that there's more focus on, say, passenger non-compliance rather than on high-profile businesses. So, it's just vital that risk and risk assessment be impartial.
Dr. Carol Booth, thank you very much for your time this morning.
You're very welcome, Sally.